7 minutes after the hour as we prepare for a visit with country superstar Trace Adkins, Robin Marshall, Doug Steffen, and because Jennifer Horn is a big fan, along with Rich McFadden. But Robin, you appear to be, this is something, I mean, I don't know you as well as I know Jennifer, and I know her affinity for country stars. You apparently like big leather boots as well.
Oh my goodness. I can't believe, I cannot believe that I'm going to be on the phone with this man.
Yeah,
oh,
why?
Lord.
What's
I'm trying to control
how is
myself.
It any different? You know, this is so silly. Women really.
Oh, here it goes. Here it goes.
This is
how
also,
is it any different than talking to me?
No, I'm not even suggesting that. I'm suggesting that this guy puts his pants on one leg at a time.
Exactly. Just like these other women that you always call have beefy arms or get a load of her.
No,
you do the same thing we
same.
Do.
No,
oh, it
not
is
not
sure the same thing.
It's not. You know.
You notice how I'm being quiet because I know I'm going to say the wrong things.
No, go ahead. Say the wrong thing.
I'll wait and say them. I want to say them to Trace.
Oh, okay. All right, all right. So, anyway, this is something that is obviously important to Jennifer and to Robin and to probably a lot of people who are listening to this program who like, you know, the biggest, I don't know if you knew this, Richie, the biggest crossover between spoken word formats and any musical format is to country.
Country
more people listen to country and talk together than any other of the musical formats.
And just as many men love country as women.
Well,
I mean,
yes,
they
but
love
I don't
him.
Think men gonna go are going gaga because Trace Adkins is
reasons.
Here.
Yes, they now, they want to relate.
If let's see, who would be someone that would be the equivalent of in not McBride,
Miranda Lambert.
You're talking about Martina McBride,
yes.
Miranda Lambert. Carrie Underwood is another one that guys are like gaga for.
Yep.
All right. So we go gaga for Trace Adkins in just a moment here.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Oh boy. It's Robin Marshall, Doug Steffen, Rich, Roberta, Jennifer. I think we're all here, and we are with a man that has changed my life. It's very, very odd. Okay, first of all, Trace Adkins is with us, and I'm from the North, where I was not, I never had country music.
She's a New Yorker, Trace. She's
they
a New Yorker.
Didn't have country music in New York. So I come to the South, and all of a sudden, every button on the radio is filled with country music, and I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding me.
It sucks you in. It totally does. Take it from
listen.
An L.A. girl.
I started to listen, and I hear this songs about me, and I said, who the hell is that? And I'm listening to the story, and I'm so into it, and I come running home to my children. Girls, you've got to listen to this. And they're rolling their eyes at me. 5 minutes ago, I say to my 18-year-old, you're not going to believe who I'm going to be on the radio with. And I tell her, she says, Mom, you must control. I said, Lacey, if this man pulled me up on stage with him, I'm his. And I'm speaking for probably every woman in the world that listens to you.
Does this happen to you everywhere you go, Trace? This is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
No, it's just...
And besides, the guy's been here 3 minutes and he hasn't said anything about
it. I can't help it. Go ahead, Trace. Every woman must love you.
Well, I don't know about everyone, but there are a couple of really important ones that I know do, but I appreciate you saying all that stuff. That's really sweet. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Listen to his voice. Do you hear that voice?
Listen to you guys.
Guess
you. It's the voice. I know.
Oh, God. I'm checking out of this. I'm just going to listen.
I'm sorry. I'm going to shut up.
It's okay. Help yourself.
Trace, what you don't know is you get double duty here because there's another one, Jennifer, who's just as enamored with you. So we figured
guys, we're
out of this one.
Not necessarily speechless. No, but if you haven't had a chance, and I know Trace is being really quiet, I saw him in L.A. at the Gibson Amphitheater. I was the crazy one that was throwing stuff at you, Trace. No, I'm just kidding. That wasn't me. But you are awesome in concert, and you have this huge catalog of songs, and you've done Celebrity Apprentice. What's next for you?
Well, we're just pressing ahead. I've got a new album that'll come out in end of the summer, probably a new single coming out next month. And you know, there's always something going on, acting projects and other stuff. And today I'm fortunate to be talking about another cool thing that I'm doing with the folks at Maxwell House, and so able to be on the radio with you guys.
And Jennifer, I'm next for him.
Okay.
All right. I'll get around to you.
All right, can we get down to some substance here? Trace,
hey, I was trying.
Let's talk about your history as far as successful albums and hits and that sort of thing. It goes back a long ways. Is there a moment in your life when you figured this was going to be it for me? Is there a, like, at 18, at 20, at 14? When did you know that you had it and you wanted to pursue what you have become very successful doing?
Well, I probably felt pretty comfortable with being able to earn a living doing what I love to do last year. That's probably about when it hit me that I was going to be able to make it.
Well, because, I mean, Trace was making, you were making hits a long time, but your career really did take off just recently. I mean, how long were you performing before, quote unquote, you hit it big?
Well, I'd played clubs for a long time. I started out playing club circuit in the Southwest, Texas, New Mexico. I played on every honky-tonk between Jackson, Mississippi, and Albuquerque, New Mexico, so... kind of that I-20 corridor through there, if you will, I-30, I-40. But, I didn't know until probably literally a couple of years into a record deal that I may not have to go back to work, you know, in the oil field, that I could probably do this.
Yeah, you were an oil guy before this, right?
Yeah, I worked in the oil field for 10 years, sure. Yeah.
Did you sing while you were working?
Well, not while I was working, but...
Yeah, the other guys love that.
Yeah, they didn't really.
I just found out that... I put two and two is with me four now, because you were in The Lincoln Lawyer. I'm thinking to myself, why do I remember there was a piece of you that I didn't know, or that I wasn't putting together, and now I remember you being in The Lincoln Lawyer. How much acting are you doing?
When those opportunities come along, I do the ones that I have time to do. It's not you got to dance with the one that brought you to the party. So, you know, music is at the top of my career list of priorities. So, but still, the acting stuff, I really get a kick out of it. I enjoy doing it. And when a role comes along that I think I can pull off, I'll do it.
Yeah, you pull that off well. All right, let's spend some time here talking about the Drops of Good program, which is something you said you were partnered with Maxwell House. Why?
Well, they've identified 10 community centers in 10 cities across the country that they think are in need of some renovation, which they all are. And then they're asking people to go online to maxwellhouse.com and vote or their favorite community center. Then on June 8th, they'll tally the votes. The top three vote-getters will get a $50,000 renovation, courtesy of the good folks at Maxwell House.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, in essence, it's just a popularity contest. If I'm in Framingham, Massachusetts, and I want to get a community center here rehabbed, we get 100 people or 1,000 people or whatever to go on to the website and say, we want this community center improved, and that's all it takes?
That could be your approach if you choose to do that. Yeah, sure. It'll be, if you want to look at it like a popularity contest, sure, you go ahead.
Yeah. By the way, what I like best about you isn't the fact that all the women, that laugh, I'm sure you've been told that before. It's very engaging.
It also looks like you're very accident prone. My goodness, you have survived an awful lot. Holy moly. An automobile accident back in the 50s, and you lost your little finger and had it reattached.
Oh, that's cool.
The right way. That's really
Did you ever think about going with the bionic finger?
No, you know, I just...
You play some crazy licks on the guitar with a bionic finger, you know.
Well, it could. That could be interesting. We have the technology.
That's true.
I'll go ahead. Since this one doesn't really work anyway, I should just go ahead and cut it off. Go that route.
I think Jennifer and Robin will probably bid for it if you do.
That's gross. I do have my standards right here.
Hey, Trace, with country being such a crossover thing, were you originally, have you always been a country guy, or do you have rock roots, blues roots, anything else in your background?
All of the above, really. Yeah. I mean, I was influenced by all kinds of music. I actually started out singing bass in a quartet.
I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, no, I would have thought you'd have been an alto.
No, I wanted to sing tenor, but they had me bass bar.
Yeah. I don't know. All right, so what website do we go to if we want to participate in this Drops of Good program? Where do we go?
MaxwellHouse.com.
Easy enough.
Also, Songs drop. About Me, right. It was a two-time multi-platinum record for you. 2 million copies. Wow. That's impressive.
All right, what you can do, Trace, is send something autographed to Jennifer and to Robin.
And I would treasure it.
Or actually, send the same thing, an autograph, and send it to both of them.
I think they'd probably appreciate it if you sent your jeans and signed one cheek for Robin and the other cheek for Jennifer.
Right. I'll take a boot.
To Trace Adkins on Good Day.
Poor man.
Thank you. Thanks, love Trace. You.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to Geico. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
21 minutes after the hour, I don't know.
The girls are all at Twitter, aren't they?
Upstage this conversation with Trace Adkins.
I think we need to talk like this.
Yeah, I think you're right, Richie.
A little twang, a little low. Maybe they like us just as much as they like him.
Right.
I'm still hyperventilating.
Okay, calm down.
Easy.
Robin Marshall with Doug at 21 after the hour.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey there, you've you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
Robin Marshall with Doug Steffen. Good morning to you. We have a very special guest with us today. Her name is Randy Rolfe. She's a best-selling author, speaker, family therapist. She founded the Institute for Creative Solutions. All this having been said, to bring up a topic that is near and dear to me, as well as I'm sure it is to you, Doug. And just so you know, I firmly, strongly oppose it. But the question is corporal punishment appropriate in schools today? Is any amount of physical discipline a deterrent to bad behavior? Does physical discipline encourage or perpetuate violent behavior from students? Having moved here just recently from the north to the south, I was completely unaware that corporal punishment still exists in 20 states. To the point where the principal is entitled to walk through the halls with a paddle that has whacking capabilities. So my question to begin with is, if we as parents, some of us, most of us, I assume, don't hit our children at home, what in God's name gives a school official the right to touch our child? And what can we do to put an end to it? And welcome to the show.
Thank you, Robin. That's absolutely a question to ask, because things are happening to kids in schools that parents wouldn't even be allowed to do when the children are actually injured. As one mother said in the paper, that if she sent her child to school with the same results of her paddling as the schools are perpetrating on the children, that the school would be entitled to report her for battering her child. It's a ridiculous situation, and more and more parents are realizing that corporal punishment is not effective. It teaches the child that you deal with your anger and your upset with somebody else by violence. And very few kids usually know when they're doing something wrong, and it's usually to get attention. And hurting them physically has never been a proper solution. We don't beat up people. Hopefully not, when they go to jail for a serious crime. And yet here we're using physical punishment on our children. It makes absolutely no sense from either an interpersonal point of view, or certainly someone who has authority by law in a school to be able just to physically hit a child, especially a 14-year-old. He knows.
It's child abuse. It's child abuse. Doesn't it promote child abuse at home? If they do this in school?
Absolutely. It makes it legitimate to beat children. And it's medieval. It's totally child abuse.
That's right. A very good word for it, medieval.
Randy, this is Doug.
Hi, Doug.
You can tell the difference between my voice and Robin. That's how you can tell who's who here. this would build up, it would seem to me, in children. I taught school for about 4 years, and I can remember handling children that were difficult. And I remember being paddled when I was a kid. I got it over the knuckles, over my wrist. And it was I was in a piano class, and the piano teacher rapped my knuckles because I hit the wrong keys on the piano. And what I did was become extraordinarily resentful of the class and of her. And if nothing else, that's what this will do. So you build up in children, and there's an ignorance that's attached to this. You know, there are a lot of people that say, yes, spare the rod, spoil the child. But at home, maybe there's time for a discussion of those things. In school, there really isn't. And when you see the kinds of things that are done, it's not only animalistic and barbaric, there's something about it that's, I think of sadism. I mean, I just get into this stuff. The people who get off on whacking kids, there's something wrong with them and their sexual, if you dig around, and you've written books on this, isn't there some kind of a sexual thing, sexual deviance associated with this kind of stuff?
Well, yes and no. It's certainly emotionally disturbed person who does get off on that kind of thing, and there can be a sexual overtone. Usually they've been beaten as children. It's the victim becoming a perpetrator, and there's a certain pleasure in seeing the other person experience the pain that you felt. So it's a very convoluted emotional cycle that is hard to break, but the person needs help not to put it on children.
I was reading a comment here that in part of this article where one senator, a senator said, who opponents of the measure, like this particular state senator, worried that a ban would tie teachers' hands and make it harder for them to control students. The threat of it keeps many of our kids in line so they can learn.
Well, why not just bring a gun into the classroom and put it on the teacher's desk?
Really?
Well, that's the option. Yes, certainly having, I read that too, that the threat was helpful. If that's the way you're raising your children, by threatening violence against them, they are not going to grow up as socialized, healthy people.
All right, let's talk about how, can we hold on to that? If you'd stay with us a little bit, Randy, we have to pause here for some things that are important at the bottom of the hour. And then this is an important discussion. So let's, Robin, spend a few more minutes, if we can, with Randy, looking toward solutions to this, that we all agree, no matter what our background, that this is wrong. Some people may disagree. I guess, you know, if you want to disagree, that's okay. 800-510-8255. But I can't imagine anybody legitimately coming up with an argument that makes this seem right. But
20 schools in Texas allow it. 20.
Hey, let's find out what the options are, perhaps, okay?
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Let's sort of put things in perspective here, Robin. Robin Marshall, Doug Steffen, and the discussion of corporal punishment in perhaps your school. I don't even begin to compute. I don't understand this stuff for any number of reasons. We are talking about parenting and how to make it. I mean, the corporal punishment thing may be just a defensive act on the part of some because they can't figure out what else to do, because there is a lot of bad behavior with youngsters, and that starts at home. But whether or not physical discipline makes it better or worse, there's that fear-based thinking thing, Robin, which I find abhorrent.
I think it's mainly ignorance. If maybe I'm trying to give the benefit of the doubt to people, if they knew there was another option, maybe they would work towards that. Mm-hmm. And hopefully Randy can show us a few ways, and those that are listening, there are alternative methods. So Randy, welcome back. Thank you for joining us today.
Sure, my pleasure, Robin. Yes, I've worked with parents who were raised with physical corporal punishment and thought they needed to do it with their kids, and I've taught them other ways to deal with it. There are a number of ways. First of all, talking it out with the child. Like I said, most kids know when they're acting out, and they know it's wrong. They're just can't think of any other way to get your attention or show you that they're getting independent or whatever it is. So if you talk to them and ask them, why did you do that? What were you feeling at the time? What are you going to do next time you feel like that? And here's some options. Things can change very quickly. Another thing is, if you really feel like the child needs punishment, the thing to do is more like isolation. You go sit in the principal's office or sit in the library ante room, or at home it would be sit on the stairway until you decide to be more social. The other thing is to work on catching them being good, because one of the things they're trying to do is get attention. So give them attention for when they are reading quietly or they are being courteous to someone in the classroom. And give them attention for the right kind of behavior rather than the wrong kind of behavior. And as you said earlier, corporal punishment, it causes lack of respect. It does not breed respect. It causes lack of respect, fear, and
anger. All right, so, Robin, what do you say, I'm sorry, Randy, what do you say to the parent who's listening right now who says, I have done the corporal punishment. They're not going to say corporal punishment. They're going to say I've spanked my child or I've done whatever. I've controlled my child. My child now respects me. And then that's a legitimate argument, whether we agree with it or it isn't something we agree with. There are plenty of people who are listening right now who are angry at the suggestions that you're coming up with, because in their experience, they think what they've done has worked because it worked for them, so they think.
Yes, yes. That certainly many people are in that situation. And they really need to do some soul searching and see if that is really what they think.
But some people aren't that sophisticated. Some people are just not that sophisticated. And I don't mean this to sound... We have so many people in our country who are trying to divide us based on money or education or color of skin or religion or whatever it is. I'm not trying to do that here. But because the point has been made by Robin, having moved from New York to Charlotte, and this study suggests that the corporal punishment is going on mostly in the South, although here's an example of something that happened in Wichita, this is something that does happen in parts of the country where the educational level isn't as high as it is elsewhere, in Louisiana, in Mississippi.
Well, I think the things that Randy has said, if you break them down and make them relatable to people, even people with lower intelligence. For instance, everything you said, Randy, the majority of us understand and can appreciate. But if we turn it around and maybe say, validate your child's feelings, maybe they would understand that.
No, they don't. They don't have a clue, Robin, they don't even know what that means.
Well, if you explain what the word validate means.
Who's going to explain it?
The person, the counselor, whoever these people have gone to see.
Yes, I've explained it. Mm-hmm. I've explained it many times, and it's lovely.
But these people are put off by counselors. These people don't want to seek out. They are right, and everybody else is wrong. It's getting people to the table, it seems to me, that's the real challenge here. And that's why I'm being as strident as I am, because there are people who get it.
That's why you have your show. This is why your show is good, because they're going to hear this on the radio. They don't have to go to a counselor.
But who we're appealing to are the school administrators. Now, they have to have some sense of intelligence if they're in the position they're in. So if you say validate the child's feelings, give them a timeout to allow them to think about what they've done, and emphasize the good moments. Praise them, as you say, Randy. Praise them for something good they did. Maybe they got a good grade on a test. Maybe these little things, which are really big things, will finally come across. And it's a trickle-down effect. If the administrator, starts and teaches the teachers to do the right thing, it all trickles down to the parents. And then to the child. Is this a perfect world I'm describing?
Well, I think there's a pattern that needs to be broken, and individual teachers can do it. They can control their class in a better way and work up from the bottom. Or you can work from the top, as you said, have a principal who has done some research on this issue and realized that this is not good for the children and it doesn't help the school. Mm. And that schools are allowed to do this is really atrocious from a legal point of view. And so anyone in the school can start changing it, but it does mean you have to, as you said, Robin, you need to spend time with the child to validate them, to praise them at a good time, to have someone supervise them while they're having a time out. Mm-hmm. That does take a little extra manpower in the school, and I know that's one of the problems.
And we should be educating the kids that they can't solve problems with violence.
Exactly.
But they see it on television every night. They see it in the movies every week. They're playing video games. The most popular video games are the ones that are so violent, so horrific, and yet these are parenting tools. How many of you know fathers and mothers who have bought these video games and given them to their 10-year-old or their 11-year-old, their 12? What do you think is going to be the outcome of watching all of this stuff?
You want to hear something really scary? And Randy, I think I'm sure that you've read this as well. There's one isolated incident that I'm reading about in Mississippi. There's a family of a teenage boy who was paddled in school, and they have filed a lawsuit, not necessarily because the boy was hit, but they claim that corporal punishment is unconstitutional because it is applied disproportionately to boys.
Mm. Yeah, that's a very serious problem, and apparently it's disproportionate by color of skin as well in many school districts. And we really idealized vigilantes, as Doug was saying, in the video games, and the rule of law where you expect people to abide by a pattern and give them a timeout if they don't. And, yes, in that Mississippi case, the child fainted after he was paddled and severely injured himself, and he was 14 years old. You can talk to a 14-year-old.
Yes, but why would they just, you know, choose because he was a boy instead of the fact that this should just be outlawed? Period.
Mm. Yes, yes, and many states have tried to do that because it does get out of hand, and you get a teacher, as Doug mentioned, who's not emotionally stable and can't control the class and gets angry and hits too hard. That's so easily possible.
All right, so in the
environment,
in the solution department, the balance that's necessary, I guess, is that the right word here? Do we find there is no excuse for using physical means to get a child's attention or to slow him down?
Well, we have a strange situation, Doug. In some northern schools, teachers are not allowed to touch a child.
Correct.
To praise them, you know, to pat them on the back, they're not allowed to do it. So we've got a strange range of options across the country, and it really needs looking at and balance something in the middle where, yeah, you can gently pat a child on the back or grab him by the elbow and say, hey, good job, but not paddle him. And balance is a great word. There's somewhere in there where an adult that's in an authority position can friendly-like touch a child above the waist, but then not induce any kind of violence against them for any reason.
Or suggestive thoughts. You know, I feel very badly for teachers at this point because if I were a teacher and I'd want to put my arm around a student that just got an A plus on a test and just give a quick squeeze and say, great job. Here we are in a zero-tolerance section of the United States where that can be looked upon as sexual suggestions.
Yes, or if a child scratches his knee and you want to pick him up off the ground because his knee hurts, it's a strange situation. We really have a bad understanding of physical touching, and, of course, you don't want any sexual suggestion from an authority person that's in the caretaking of the child. But also we need to know that there is a friendly, caring, parental approach that should be used in discipline and in comforting and in praise. So we really need a public dialogue on this issue, and I'm glad you're discussing it.
Randy, thank you. Randy's the founder of the Institute for Creative Solutions, has written The 7 Secrets of Successful Parents and 4 Temperaments. What's the website where we could make the most direct connection, Randy?
RandyRolfe.com. Randy with a Y, Rolf, R-O-L-F-E.
Good. Thank you for getting us onto this and thinking about it. It's very important.
Thank you.
In the discussion department. It's 15 before the hour. In a moment, can you guess the top-rated female occupations that Robin found when
that
she asked
men want?
The question that get men going. Aha! It's a quarter before the hour.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up?
Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hey, it's Robin with Doug, and I have I have some very cool information.
You obviously
for
have
you.
Too much time on your hands.
I find this stuff to be I almost said fantasy.
I think there's a Freudian there.
Yeah, there's something.
All
right, so what it is which female-dominated occupation inspires the most male fantasies? I'll give you one guess.
You posted this to Doug Steffen on the Facebook page, the Good Day Facebook, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Okay, so what happened?
All right, so I'm giving you one guess, because I never told you the answer.
What
female-dominated occupation inspires the most male fantasies?
Hooters waitress.
Okay, well, you're wrong. Do you know that I've never been in a Hooters?
Haven't you?
Never.
Never missed a thing. It's okay. Wasted time.
All right, so the number one answer was nurses.
Really?
Yes. And teachers came in second, followed by executives, and then flight attendants, which I kind of get that one, but now you see more male flight attendants than you do female.
Don't do that. And that doesn't do anything. That ain't going to get me going.
You won't believe what the last one is.
Right.
Cowgirls.
Ha. Now, that, you see, for me, that works.
I know it does.
That's perfect.
That's scary.
Why?
I don't know.
Scary because I like it, or scary just because men find it sexually attractive?
No, I really didn't even know there were still cowgirls. I didn't know we called them cowgirls.
Well, I don't know that that's... There are more and more women agrarians who are pursuing ranch ownership, farm ownership.
But they're still called cowgirls?
Well, that's probably a corner of the world that makes that reference. I think more it would be women. I think in general, women who are in physical activities and physical roles get men going. I mean, that's what gets me going.
Mm-hmm. One more thing I just want to mention on a sidebar. If you're a 10 and you see a woman... if a woman is a 10 and you consider yourself to be a 6 and you're at a bar... Before you give up, you know, and not make an effort to go over to her, just remember this, because there's a new study that shows the more a woman drinks, the better a man looks.
Ha! So get her liquored up, and it doesn't make any difference what you look like,
that's
apparently.
Right.
Yeah, right, all right.
So, in for a night of fun.
Yeah. Well, I think that's pretty interesting. I wondered about that myself, so I have to be more careful at what I'm looking at, I guess.
Or not worry as much.
Maybe that could be it. All right, Robin and Doug, 51 past the hour.
A healthy heart
starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail in the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
So, what's the weather been like? Depends on where you are. Everything from terrible to toasty. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. For much of the country, the winter of 2011-2012 was a non-event, one of the mildest winters on record nationwide. Spring-like weather started well before spring actually arrived on the calendar, but the last couple of days have been something else for many parts of the Northeast.
I've never had a winter like this.
That's a man named Ed Box, who operates a snowplow in Garrett County, Maryland, the western part of the state, which had several inches of snow yesterday. That's why Ed is talking about winter, which has reared its icy head. Pamela Lassiter was just passing through Garrett County yesterday and couldn't believe what she was seeing.
If this is what global warming is supposed to mean, maybe we need to open our eyes a little bit more about what's going on out here.
In Washington, D.C., where the cherry blossoms bloomed ahead of schedule this year, plenty of rain and a very chilly wind the last couple of days. Folks there say they're suffering from weather whiplash.
The whole last week, it was like pretty steady weather, and everybody was wearing shorts and flip-flops, and now we have to bring out our winter jackets again.
How about upstate New York? Buffalo, a city that averages about 90 inches of snow each winter, but received only 35 inches this past winter. Well, Buffalo could have as much as 9 inches of snow on the ground by the time this spring snowstorm leaves the area later today. All of this snow is causing problems. Down trees, power lines, power outages, but not everyone is shivering. To the west, record high temperatures yesterday. Get a load of these numbers, all of them new records. Portland, Oregon, 81 degrees. Boise, Idaho, 91. 99 in Las Vegas, 105 in Phoenix. Later this week, it is expected to cool off a bit across the west. Meanwhile, more rain and snow is expected across sections of the Northeast today. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Honda's really big sales event is monumental, almost elephantine, which means colossal inventory and jumbo-sized deals on every Honda. Even the 2012 Civic, the most durable, longest-lasting car in its class. Speaking of lasting a long time, 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers won't. So get to your Honda dealer now, before everything reverts back to normal size.
Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Polk U.S. vehicles and operation registration statistics 2001 through 2010 for Civic and competing models. See dealer for financing details.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
On Wall Street, the market got off to a rough start for the new week. The Dow off 102 points yesterday to close at 12,927. NASDAQ dropped 30, S&P down 12. Crude oil also down 88 cents, finishing at $103 a barrel. In Sanford, Florida, the police chief there, Bill Lee, offered his resignation a month after he voluntarily turned over day-to-day control of the department because of the ongoing investigation into the shooting death of Trayvon Martin by neighborhood watch commander George Zimmerman. But yesterday, the Sanford City Commission decided not to accept the resignation of their police chief.
What did the chief do wrong? Tell us. Sit here for those of y'all that know more about law enforcement than I do and tell us what the chief did wrong.
That's Sanford City Commissioner Patty Mahaney speaking in favor of the chief. The commission said it wants to see the results of an independent review of the department before considering the chief's resignation. Well, for a while, it looked like today's slew of Republican presidential primaries would really matter. But now, not so much. Now that Mitt Romney is the very likely nominee, nonetheless, voters will cast primary ballots today in five states, New York and Pennsylvania offering the most delegates, along with Connecticut, Delaware, and Rhode Island. Closing notes, this past Sunday, a very loud boom was heard over parts of California and Nevada. So, what was it?
It's almost certainly a meteor. And these things happen not that infrequently, but this one is larger than most and happened to pass right over California and Nevada.
That's Corey Powell of Discover Magazine, who seems to know what he's talking about. Powell's theory is that a chunk of rock hit the air at a very high rate of speed, turning the air white hot, producing a fireball.
The fireball is all, it's like air on fire.
And that, says Powell, can produce a very loud boom, which was heard. Speaking of air on fire, we refer back to what we spoke of earlier. Very hot air that has settled on Nevada and other states across the West. 79 degrees in Colorado Springs yesterday. That's within 2 degrees of a record. But in the you can't please everyone department, listen to this Colorado Springs resident.
We probably prefer a little cooler, but we enjoy the sun nonetheless.
Tell you what, pal, we'll tell the folks in Buffalo to mail some of their snow to you. That should cool you off. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
For you.